Please go to 2-3 people and greet them. Find out how they are doing. And happy New Year in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please do take your seat. Amen. Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's a new season. Our anointing service will be at the end of our prayer and fasting. Tomorrow we start with our prayer and fasting. Amen. So we are ready for a new season. Amen. But this Sunday is a key Sunday. It's the first Sunday of the month. And the first Sunday of the year, calendar year 2024, isn't it? So I want to give you some thoughts, things we've been talking about. But I want to challenge you this year that grace and peace may come upon you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm well and fine. I know you have been praying for me, and I think it's a good thing. Amen? I'm healing very well by the grace of God. My situation just shows how human we are. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he's just as human as you are. Yeah, so I was saying to somebody, incidents like this, they make you to depend on God. Hallelujah. And to look back many times how well you have done. But we give thanks. I want us to talk about the two things that are critical. The decision you are making for the year, which we call resolution. People usually discourage. They say, when people make much of my resolution, I make them in September. This is why we have that box. But as well in January, I make another resolution for the calendar year. Hallelujah. So I'd like to encourage you as I teach and preach today. I hope I might be quicker and faster as compared to every time. We have quite a bulky teaching and message for those who have. So grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1. Amen. Just the first verse says to us, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. Hallelujah. Can we bow our heads together as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We are grateful of your presence. Father, move us, move our hearts, open the eyes of understanding, that, Lord, we may set a pace for ourselves, that, Lord, we may walk your path, the path of righteousness. Father, may we be steady in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So, when we talk about making the decision for the year, or what you will call a resolution, and as well, the decision to start the year with prayer and fasting. So, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. In my youthful years, I used to go to a school. Our principal, or maybe all the schools, used to do the same. Towards the end of the year, when the results were given, there was no report. The report was on the assembly. So all the children will stand according to their class, and then the teacher will make us to recite, Wahosantating, Kabahanya. And then the year, you know, to say this, if this year, if you didn't pass, they already prepare you that there's a possibility that you haven't done well. So I want to challenge you that maybe you look at your life from the years past, the month past, and much of things don't look like it. I want to tell you that God is a very gracious God. There is no season that is useless with God. God will use your current situation, your past experiences, for his advancement. Hallelujah. The scripture says all things are working together for our good. So 2024 is going to work together for your good. Hallelujah. So he says here, everything has its time. So I want to challenge you that everything has its time. Your time for upliftment has come in the name of Jesus. And 2024 is a very good year in the name of Jesus. It's a year to advance, it's a year to make new decisions, to make right resolutions, to make a new commitment, to challenge yourself afresh. That yes, I've tried, I didn't achieve my goals, but I am set for the new season. So I want to challenge you this morning. Some of the things, they sound very common. But if you are going to succeed, it's very important. I'm going to give you five things in the next coming 5 minutes. Number one, there is a need and a cause for you to visualize. What is to visualize? There is a teaching we do on visualization. To visualize the ability to see what is possible. Hallelujah. You are not married, see the possibility of you being married. Hallelujah. You are not sure, you just finished your matric, or you are waiting for your matric, or maybe last year you couldn't go to university because of funding. Visualize that this year I'll be going to university. Hey, your amen is like, we don't want to go to school, please. Maybe you look at it and say, this year I want to build. All these things are possible. Hallelujah. So you have to visualize the ability to see what is possible, or we'll say the invisible. You need to plan. Most of the time, people don't plan. Things happen by accident. You need to start to implement the decisions you have made. Hallelujah. Yeah. I always tell people, this year, this is what I will do. I said during the crossover night, I had Reverend Mabunda visiting me, and he was asking me, from here, where do we go? I said, everything has changed. And so I've made the decision that the balance of the life that is borrowed, that I have, I'm going to do much more, but better and more efficient than I've done before. Hallelujah. So if you think I was crazy, I'm going to be more crazier. You know, in my youthful years, somebody used to say, I'm a fanatic. Because every time we were preaching on the streets and whatever, I said, you are a fanatic. So I was saying, if I was a fanatic, I don't know what you would call that I am. Hallelujah. 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 So make your intentions known. Make your intentions known. People don't succeed because they like secrets. Yeah, you keep it to yourself, it never comes out. Am I telling somebody? There are things that have a place for secrecy. But to advance sometime, you just need to be crazy. Hallelujah. Secondly, those who do not plan, they plan to fail. So if you are not going to plan, be rest assured, you are not going to succeed. Imagine somebody. Plan well. And if you are planning, don't plan privately. Don't surprise us. There are people who plan big things, and so they don't push them around others to get a response from others, so that they will tell you what you are planning is good. But have you considered this? Have you thought about this? It's very important. Amen. It says, oh, I didn't give you verses, but we read it. It says, chapter 5, verse 3 says, for a dream comes through much activity. Where there is no activity, your dream will not come to pass. You cannot marry unless you propose. So you cannot always you cannot always think about it. You must take a step and tell the sister, can we go out for a cup of coffee? Or if you can't speak, to ask a brother to say, but a sister, can you, you know, can you test the waters if this person, if it will be receptive? Hey, I say you don't like it. Hey, dreams Joseph had dreams of greatness. But the dreams of greatness, he verbalized them. Hallelujah. He did what? Verbalized. They cost him a lot. But that's the reason for opposition. If there's not going to be opposition in your life, forget it. I have a lot of opposition, so I'm sure I'm on the right track. Am I talking to somebody? So we said those who don't plan don't go very far. The book of Psalms 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. You have been in a relationship with somebody for a long time. It's a time to ask them, where are we going from here? Yeah, tell the brother that I don't understand. What's wrong with you? 10 years. We even have 2 children. Let me talk to those who are Master Lisa. If you ask the guy, I've asked the guys more than once. Why are you not married? Say, there's no reason. There's no? You have 2 children and the guy sleeping with you. You are cooking for him. You are. Oh, this year, make the decision. I'm getting married this year. And not by any, this guy is going to marry me. Oh, I can tell you crazy things that I've done for people to get married. You wouldn't believe. I force people, I'm taking the money. Every month I want so much. Hey, there's no amen. And people are married, they are here. I can see some of them. Imagine somebody. So you must have a dream. You must speak about it. The book of Proverbs 16 verse 1. The preparation of the heart belongs to men. It is for you to prepare, but God answers you. Imagine somebody. We go to university not knowing what the future holds for us. We pass and never even go and become what we studied at the university. It's by God's grace that we are where we are. Imagine somebody. Number 3, plans have to be measured. Can you achieve what you are intending to do for the year? Hallelujah. Yes, sometimes you need somebody to help you to move forward. Tell your neighbor, you need help. Don't be proud. Yeah, there are those who have been ahead of you who will help you. Imagine somebody. Yeah. I've been married for 34 years. This is my 35th year. I was saying to somebody, there are certain things I no longer talk. Because I know I'm not going to win. So when the young couples are fighting, I tell them, what you want to change will never change. Forget about it. Make peace and make accommodation for it. Do you understand? You make what? Accommodation. You just accommodate this. This part you don't like. You just cordon it off and leave it there and say, this is my, what did Paul say it is to him? It's a thorn in the flesh. He said, I have a thorn. Your wife can be a thorn. Your husband can be what? A thorn for your faith, for you to grow. Not to quit. A thorn. Just, hey, when you are excited, they come and grind you a bit. You get it? And bring you down to where you are supposed to be. Then you realize I'm human being. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. What does it say? Write the vision down. I have my book there. I can show you all the plans I have for 2024. I've written them down, line by line. Some of them you are going to help me to achieve them. Yeah. We'll be doing other things together. I plant you in my plans. Hallelujah. Brother Eric, I plant you in my plans. Yeah. Hey. What do you think? You are in my plans. Yeah? Yeah, I was telling somebody, I said, during the crossover, I said, you are in my plans. You are in what? Yeah, I said, when I was writing, you were in my thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 4th thing. There is a time for you to be revealed. There is a time. The Bible talks about purpose. Hallelujah. your plans, your aspirations, your dreams. This is the time. If you have never done anything really serious, this is the time to do something serious. Why can't you step out just for once? Tell your neighbor, why can't you step out? We know you to be this calm and collected guy. Yeah, I was saying to somebody, you don't know. You are playing games. These people are wild. Given a chance. Amen. So let's take the second part. All this come to pass. Jesus said this kind will not come out except by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. Prayer and fasting is the base. The Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what will the righteous do? What is your foundation? January. Yeah, some of us have already consulted in December, so we are doing dual. You have been jumping the fire, now you are doubting, I'm coming to church. On a new 11th 11th, and you have the safety belts at the same time and say, I'm going to church. Lord, open my eyes. And Jesus says, I've come that you may have life and have it what? More abundantly. So I want to challenge you, unless you are willing and you are obedient, you'll not eat the good of the land. The Bible says a confused man is like a wave. Have you been to the sea? Yeah. Most people are confused. Most people are what? Are confused. I remember as a young boy, the day I told my father, I've come to Jesus. And my father, Mwana. You are what? Arwizi. Huh? Because they told us, on this day, everybody must be home. At this time. And I knew, because this drill, I've been on it before. You get it? Yeah. Hey, I see you don't like what I'm saying. December, we've been jumping. The goats have suffered. The goats have suffered greatly. Mercy. Jesus said, I've come that you may do what? You may have life and have it abundantly. From around 16, when I make that decision, I spoke to my dad and I said, I won't be participating anymore. And he was very upset. My mother spoke and it seems like intercession was received. But I told you about 10 years after I was a Christian, my father came to me and says, your Christianity is different. Your Christianity is what? Your Christianity is different. Hey, I've made you uncomfortable. We are talking about what we want to achieve. Can I tell you something? What is my belief? Our parents were not evil, not at all. Our parents were seeking for life. They were seeking for what? For life, yes. But there is life in Christ. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4, it says, the blood of goats and bulls is no longer sufficient. Because you have to do it every year. But Christ has come and canceled all those things. Hebrews chapter 10, 4. Hallelujah. It says, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Yeah. The condemnation that we carry, the burden that we carry, cannot be taken away. It can only be taken away on the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. So we need to pray and to fast. And Jesus said, however, this kind does not come out except through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. I like what Pastor Kay says, that you just don't eat breakfast and don't eat lunch. And you come for prayer for 2 hours from 6 to 8. And then, voila, for those who want to eat their lunch, their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they can break. Hallelujah. But we'll talk about it at the end. So number one, about prayer and fasting, deals with satanic attacks and deals with demonic enslavement. Hallelujah. It is your turn to turn the corner spiritually. I remember when I made the decision, I took 3 days after I spoke to my dad, and he was not pushing. He said, "You are a child." I took 3 days of prayer and fasting. It was a dry fast. No water, no eating, nothing. I'm not saying you should do it. You are not me. Is that fine? It was my instruction. 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, my life changed. The heavens opened. I told you my story. I even came back and told all my father's neighbors. I said, from today, this is a no-go zone for witches and wizards. Eh? You remember I told you the story? And one of my relatives looked at me and laughed and said, you know, he called me by my pet name. And I realized these people know more than I know. Am I to somebody? Prayer and fasting will give you victory over powers of darkness. Number two, prayer and fasting gives you victory over addiction, over fear, over failure. I've seen God giving us breakthrough and success because we have taken time to set ourselves aside. Hallelujah. Prayer and fasting, number three, brings divine assistance. Daniel had help. Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. Daniel had help. Prayer and fasting will summon angels to come and assist you. May 2024 be the year of an angel for you. May you receive help from all quarters and where it's possible in the name of Jesus. One year I was sitting by my house. I was working somewhere. I got a call from an old friend. He says, "I recommended you. Can you come for an interview?" I went for an interview. After the interview, he called me. He says, "What do you think?" I said, "I think I got the job." When I look at it, the favor that has come was not out of my own good works. It was the favor because there was an angel. There was somebody who spoke about my name. When they were looking for a capable, competent individual, somebody didn't think about their cousin in the village. Their cousin in the village. They thought about me. May somebody think about you in 2024. May you have a guide. May you have somebody to lead you in the name of Jesus. So prayer and fasting, the Bible says, and he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill and understanding." Prayer and fasting will reveal hidden things. Hallelujah. Number four, prayer and fasting helps to weaken sin, immorality upon your life. We all of us struggle with sin and immorality. Prayer and fasting defeats addiction, sexual immorality, drugs, substance abuse, lies, stealing, and falsehood. I look at my life and I look back how God has been kind. One of the things I always say to the church, that you have helped me to walk righteously. May you make 2024 a year of your righteousness. I said, may you make 2024 the year of your holiness. May you be morally clean. May you be clean from every contaminating, addictive substance in the name of Jesus. May God give you a strong mind to say no to the things that you have already said no in the name of Jesus. I remember I had a visit some years ago as a young person, a young Christian, and I was among friends, and they said to me, "We have a girl for you." It was December, boss. "We have what? A girl for you." Oh, man. I thought about it. I said, "Hey, what an opportunity." But I've already made up my mind. I'm going to live a life of holiness. Hallelujah. I've already made up my mind that I'm not going to fall, participating myself into my fall. I made that decision. Am I to somebody? And that is what helped my friends to be born again. After I said no, many months after, they were able to see, "What you have, we like it. Can you imagine if I agreed with them, I had a girl? What do you think? Huh? Prayer and fasting releases the anointing for ministry, for healing, for advancement, for prosperity. Luke chapter 4, 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. You will return in power in the name of Jesus. Prayer and fasting breaks the yoke of sickness, of disease, of oppression, any form of oppression in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can stand, I want you to be on your feet. I mean, I'm a one-legged preacher to this morning. So you can do better than me, isn't it? Amen. I want you to make resolutions. These are the resolutions I want you to make for 20. These are mine to you. I want you to make 5 or 6 habits this year. We're going to pray. All of them we are going to take one by one. Habit number one. Habit of being obedient and faithful. Being what? And obedient and make that decision. Be obedient in your suffering. You see, being a young person and not having sex, it can be like a part of punishment. Specifically if you come from an environment where you have been sleeping around. Because your body, after every second month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you relapse. Like now, maybe you come from a relapse. December was a horrible month. I was with some people in December. I asked them who was born in August, September, October. You know, February is coming. 14 February. Some people were conceived 14 February. You are the last baby. You were born in October. Huh? What do you think? Is it not nice? Mercy, Lord. So we're going to pray for obedience. The Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, it says, though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. Be ready. Part of the shoes. I'm going to be obedient regardless of the sufferings. Because you'll be challenged. You have participated in the corruption network. Somebody paid 1,000, they gave you 200 of the 1,000. Or you are the one who was receiving the money. May you be obedient. John 10, 27. Jesus said, my sheep hears my voice. I know them and they follow me. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2 says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all this blessing shall come upon you in Jesus' name. I want you to lift up your hands to come before God. I'm going to lead you the first part of the prayer, that Lord help me to form a habit. To be obedient is a decision you make. I said to one woman who was staying with the boyfriend, I said, jilt the boyfriend. I said, leave the guy. Hey! I think within a month, she was married. Do you understand? Within a month. Jail the guy. Tell the guy, I have made up my mind. I'm leaving. Hey, I see the sisters don't like it. There's no amen. That's obedience. There is a suffering. There is an inconvenience. There is a shame that goes with it. With the choice and the decision you've made. Can we lift up our hands? Can we come before the Lord? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today, may I learn to be obedient and faithful. May I hear your word, even in suffering, even in pain, even in difficulty, in the name of Jesus. I choose to be obedient, for your word says, if I'm willing and I'm obedient, I will eat the good of the land. 2024, I will eat the good of the land because I'm submitting myself to the ways of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, I hope you are writing. I've given you this small piece of paper. can even write at the back. You'll write your own resolution. I don't know what's your resolution. Some years ago, I make a resolution. I'm going to save money to get married. I have rewritten. At this age, I should graduate. At this age, I should do an honors. At this age, I should do a master's. If this doesn't happen, I'm going to do this. I'll get married, do all of that, save money. Hey, I was shocked. Just the decision that I'm saving. How much money you could have. I'm going to tell somebody. So habit number two. The habit of seeking and submitting to God. God who is your Lord and Savior. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. He says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought you up, children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's grip." Have you heard the word in the book of Malachi chapter 1? God says, "Esau I hate, and Jacob I have loved." I was saying to somebody, make yourself lovable. Can you tell your neighbor, make yourself lovable? Yeah. Change. Tell your neighbor, change. Most people expect others to change, except them. My husband this year must change. Really? My wife this year must change. My parents, if they could listen to me. Really? It is a time for us to fit in the mold of God. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your hand? Can you say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, help me today that 2024, I'm building the habit of seeking and submitting to God. I'm your property. You are my Lord. You are the King. You are the one who owns me. Father, may I be submissive in the name of Jesus." Amen. Number three, the habit of intimacy with God through devotion. All my breakthroughs have come, people don't believe. When I was very young, I was self-employed at some stage in my life. 24, 25, 26, 27, until 30. I listened to the Holy Spirit every day. There is a part I don't forget. I was in my house when the Holy Spirit told me to go to a place in Marapyane. Do you know Marapyane? I've never been to Marapyane. I got into my car and I drove. And I said, "Holy Spirit, lead me." Holy Spirit, do what? Oh, you don't want to know. When I came back, I was laughing. I said, "Hey, this thing works." I leave my house not knowing where I'm going. Huh? What do you think? Eh? When I was doing a course in taxation, it's the Holy Spirit who directed me. He says, "Go and do a course, a certificate in tax." What I did not know was that I'll be the only one who qualifies in the whole region that I was in. So can you imagine the amount of opportunity? Hey, my life changed. My bank account changed. Am I telling somebody? Intimacy. I'm talking about what? I'm not talking about money. I'm just saying because I listened. It's January. Listen. The Holy Spirit might be saying to you, it's a time to go back to school. Huh? Or it might, the Holy Spirit might be telling you, it's a time to abandon school. Yes. I'm not encouraging you to abandon school, please. Not at any school. We have gone to school, so go to school. Huh? I remember when Nelson Mandela was saying, "Go to school." The children of our age, those years, they said, "Go back to jail." Now you can see the delinquency. Eh? I was there. Go back to jail. Go to school. He was encouraging us. Go where? To school. That resolution. So we are going to pray that make the habit. I'm going to teach you in the days coming on how to do these things. Devotion. How to do what? Giving myself to reading of the word and prayer and the book of in 2024, Acts chapter 6, verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. What kind of a Christian are you if you don't read the word? Can you lift up your right hand? Can you say, Father, I pray that 2024, I'm a devotional man. I'm a devotional woman. I am led by the Spirit. I am led by the Spirit. I will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Holy Spirit, lead me. Open the scriptures. Guide me. Open my heart to fellowship, to stay in your presence. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You have to fight your smartphone. You have to fight what? Yeah. Most people start, but 2 minutes they are on the smartphone. So your devotion, sometimes I switch my phone altogether. Take it off Wi-Fi. The tools I want to use, I've downloaded them already. So I'm able to pay attention. Am I to somebody? The other day I forgot that I've switched off my phone. I just realized late in the evening that, oh, my phone has been switched since morning. Am I to somebody? What number? Number four. We are going to pray, developing a habit of family daily devotion and prayer. Most families don't pray together. Michael, most families, husband and wife don't pray. Children don't pray. Families don't sit down and read the scriptures. Can we lift up our right hand? Okay, let me give you a scripture. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. And it says, if it seemed evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, will serve the Lord. Make that decision. Is it an easy walk? No. Most husband and wife detest each other. We saw with COVID. Huh? Yeah. Most families can't stay together. In my house, I always find when they get food at the specific time, all of them want to go to their bedroom side. Everybody down, come. We are eating together here. Imagine somebody. Prayer time. It's time for what? For prayer. So let it be your resolution. I'm not talking about banking. All those are possible. I said, when you are led by the Spirit, all these things become easy. The destruction and failure is as a result of not having a strong spiritual spirit to overcome the desire of your soul and the desire of the flesh. May the Lord give us the victory. So Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll do what? We'll serve the Lord. Lift up your right hand. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, 2024, I make the decision and I'm going to develop a habit of family daily devotion and prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey. Much of my victory has come because of spiritual strength. Imagine somebody. Because of what? Spiritual strength. There's no person who's not spiritual. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. So you must create that environment. Acts chapter 2:42. The Bible said they continue. Okay. Number five. The habit of attending life group. The cell. The branch. The Sunday service. Don't come once every month. It's not a good habit. Huh? Can you imagine, you have a young couple, they are praying for to have a baby, and then you pray for them, and then later you meet with them and you ask them, how is the progress? And they are fighting, they are not sleeping together. Is it possible to have a baby without sleeping? Huh? Without intimacy? Is it possible? Bazelwane, you are quiet. Huh? It's not possible. Imagine somebody. So I was shocked. I said, how do you make us to pray for a baby that will never come? Because I was asking them, what is the activity? I mean, I'm praying, I'm fasting. What is the activity? There must be activity. Imagine somebody. So we're going to pray for a habit to be consistent. To be what? Yeah, to be consistent. To attend. To be part of a community. To be part of the church. The Acts chapter 2, verse 46, 47. So continuing daily in one accord, in the temple, in breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness, simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who have been saved. By doing what? Coming. By doing what? Spending time with others. 2024 is a year of fellowship. Can you lift up your right hand? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that 2024, I will develop a habit of fellowship. I'll develop a habit of attending cell. I'll develop a habit of attending church services regularly. I will develop a habit of fellowshipping in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Under the same subject, the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 10, 24, 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir love and good works. Can you imagine? We should come together to stir love. Your success and breakthrough comes by this. It says, let us consider one another in order to stir love and good works. Verse 25, please, which is our verse. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. 2024, may it be the year of the assembly for you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. May it be a year of coming together. Number six. May you develop the habit of being a good steward. Oh, people are broke. It's January, boss. Huh? The money is finished. We're buying crickets like we're going to eat them. Huh? And in 20, they don't allow fireworks, so you could even explode them. They are still in your house. You are looking at it, 1,000 lying there, and you need shoes for the child. The habit of being a good steward, being a conduit, an extension of God, being a generous giver. Proverbs 11, 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. When last did you bless somebody? Huh? When amoyawa ukuma, but you never move. You have been touched by the Spirit, but you will never move when the Spirit moves you. Can you lift up your hand, your right hand? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, 2024, I'm developing a habit of being a good steward, a good manager of the resources you have blessed me with. I pray, Father, may I be a conduit. May I be an extension of your goodness. May I be a generous giver. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if they gave you an envelope, but I have asked that they do so. I want you to have an envelope as a sign of your faithfulness to support the work of the ministry and to pay your tithes. It's a habit. It's what? Yeah, I can hear your excitement. Let us develop a habit of paying our tithes faithfully for the advancement of the work of the ministry and our own blessing. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8. It says, here mortal men receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Hallelujah. Why am I giving you the envelope? I want you to make a pledge, to make a habit. To make what? A habit. One of my habits, I was telling somebody, was asking me, how did I manage? I said, one day, by the Spirit, the prayer we have just prayed of, generous giver, I gave generously. And after I forgotten about it, I received a call. And I was told, I have a visit. The visit changed everything about my life. They said, because of your generosity, no one has ever done this. Without, don't wait for you to be excited. You know, there are people who give because they are excited. It's a good thing because the preacher is exciting you. But you should be excited by the word, to be a faithful giver, to be consistent. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray that we are going to develop a habit of paying tithe. Can you lift up your envelope with your right hand as we pray? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, all my needs are met in 2024. In 2024, I develop a habit of paying my tithes, giving my offerings consistently, faithfully, in the name of Jesus. 2024 is my year of being consistent, of being a generous giver. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give a shout to Jesus. Number eight, the last one. Hallelujah. We are going to develop a habit of giving generously. It sounds the same, but slightly different, consistent. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Give an offering of righteousness. Malachi chapter 3 verse 3 says, I will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as silver, as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your right hand? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, 2024, I develop a habit of being giving generously and constantly. I thank you, Father, that, Lord, I'll give an offering of righteousness, not out of compassion, but in my liberty, in my freedom, I will serve the Lord. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please take your seat for a moment. I'm at the end of my... I want you to write your resolution. I want you to write your resolution for 2024 on the slip that you have. This slip has been done for some time. Matthew 6:33, a covenant form. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you have a pen, please write. We are going to receive those. As you can see, we have a special basket here. Every time prayer is made, we always make prayer that God will bring this to pass. I don't forget when somebody wrote, was it last year, Pastor Michael, or a year before last? A year before last, 2022. Somebody 2022 walked into the church, was not even a member. Hey, some things God can deal with you. Yeah. The person wrote, I want a car. I want a car. I want a job. A place to stay. Within a week, all those things were fulfilled. He came back. He says, no. I want my paper. He said, I want my paper. I want to add. So he realized that what he thought was a mountain, what he thought will take, I mean, you think about the car. Hey, a car is a mountain. To find a job, to find a place to stay, all those were fulfilled. So he came back. I remember, was it you, Pastor Sia, Pastor Michael? They opened the papers. They were looking for his paper. Then he took the pen again, started to add some more, now difficult things. I don't know the other difficult things, what he wrote. But the reality of it is, have faith. Have what? Have faith. What is it that you believe God for? I can tell you what I believe God for. But maybe let me wait for the 28. Is it 28? When we finish the prayer and fasting. Yes, January 28, around the end of the month. I want to challenge you that all things are possible to them that believe. So I want you to write there, Lord, this is what I'm praying for. As we continue to pray, they'll be here in the box. We know most of our members are still on their N4, N3, N2, N1 from south and north, coming back from holidays. They'll find us in prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Others are in the air flying back, isn't it? Hey, how nice. So we are going to, I want you to write, we still have the opportunity to perfect from the first Sunday. What is it that you want the Lord to do for you? He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is it impossible? I said, maybe I've been staying with somebody for long. If you can write, I want to get married. I had one of my workers, he got married, when was it? The 23rd. He came back to talk to me because I said, this year we are getting married. He came back. Come get. Yeah, after 25 years of Mastalisan, he came back to thank me after, because I said, you'll pay. You are getting married by fire, by force. Then he said to us, I've always wanted to do it, but I didn't know how. Hey, may God send you help. May God send you an assistant. May God send you a guide, somebody to direct your course. The business you always wanted to do. May God send you somebody who's going to open your eyes. May your miracle come to pass in the name of Jesus. So I hope you have written. Have you written? I hope everybody have. If you don't have a pen and a paper, don't worry, after this, we'll be able to do it. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want to pray together with you. One of the greatest commitments we can give to God is a commitment about our own life. The Bible says, what is your life? Your life is like a vapor that appears for a moment, then it disappears. It says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? As the year starts, is the right place to start. And I'm going to give my life to God. I'm going to commit myself to God. There is a man in the book of John chapter 3, from verse 3. The man came to Jesus by night, Nicodemus. And he said to Jesus, everyone can see that no one can do the works that you do except God be with him. And Jesus said to him, except a man be born again, he will not see, or he will not enter the kingdom of God. I want to pray together with you that you may enter the kingdom of God, that you may make right with God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. I want to pray with you this morning. If you are here, you have made the decision and you want to make that decision. Some of us have made that decision many years ago. But today is your day that you can turn. You can make right with God and God will show kindness with you. So if you are here this morning, those on radio, you say, I want to make right with God. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to start afresh. Lift up your right hand and lift it high. And I'll pray together. Well, God bless you. 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 Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want to have a fresh start. I want to have a new beginning. Is there somebody else? Hands have gone up. What about you? I want to make right with God. I want the grace of God to come upon my life. Can we stand together if you can stand? Those who lifted their hands, please come here on the altar. We're going to pray together. It's the first commitment of the year. I want to make right with God. I want my life to change. I want grace and favor. I want the power of God. I want things to change for my good. I want things to change for my favor. May grace reach me. May favor be extended towards me. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the decision you have made. It's a powerful thing. I made the same decision many years ago. It looked as if I'm lost, but I'm found. And it's a great thing that you have made the decision. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I'll ask all those here in front if you can lift up both of your hands. It's the only sign of surrender. And I'm going to ask the whole church to join us as we lead in prayer. Can you join me, all specifically those here in front? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for your love, your kindness, and your mercy that you have shown towards me. Today, I recognize I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me your child. Father, I pray for a fresh start, for a reset. May my life from this moment forward be your life. I surrender my life. I give myself to you. With my own mouth, I speak. With my own heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Wash my sins with your blood. Make me your child. I thank you, Father, that you always say, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. Thank you, Father, for this salvation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a new breath, a new start. A new beginning in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your mercy that is new. 2024 will be a great year for me. I invite you into my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Lead me and guide me in Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. From today, from this moment forward, take what is yours. I belong to Jesus. I have chosen Jesus. From this moment forward, I am a child of God. I thank you, Father, that I have victory over sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Look at me.